Yes, I've heard about the shooting. I was aware of the shooting, and so I heard at the weekend that, in fact, the person that was shot was kind of innocent of certainly bombing offences.
Mm. How do you feel about it, that a man gets shot, chased and shot in...
The police have a very tough job, but I think that the terrorists are winning, ain't they, if we're shooting innocent people because everybody's got an itchy trigger finger and because we think the public might be at risk. I think the terrorists are winning. You know, I feel for the man, I feel for his family, and I'm sure that if that was somebody that I knew or somebody that was close to me or myself in person, I'd feel highly grieved about the whole situation. But yeah, I think the police have a very difficult job to do. I don't know who is right and who is wrong. I wasn't there, I'm not in full cognizance of the facts. But I think the terrorists are winning if that is a consequence of what has happened hitherto, is what is now happening, and the police are shooting innocent people.
What do you think of the shoot-to-kill policy? Do you think it's an appropriate way to deal with the terrorist threat?
Personally, I think it's really inappropriate, but I'm not a policeman. I really do. I think that of all that you hold sacred in Britain, if that is what we now descend into and the police adopt a shoot-to-kill policy, then I think that's I think there's something wrong about that.
What do you think is an appropriate way to deal with the terrorist threat?
Unfortunately, I don't know. I think that the rule of law and the laws that you have in the country and the way that the police have dealt with people hitherto, I mean, on balance seems to be about right. It's just a very difficult thing to swallow when, I mean, the police ask you to stop and you don't, and because you're perceived as the fact that you might be a threat to other people, you lose your life for that. There could be 1,001 circumstances as to why this guy didn't stop. I don't know. I just, as a person, feel that that is a very, very unfortunate incident. And if there needs to be an inquiry about it to understand how best to move forward and the sorts of rules that the police need to have, I think that is, yeah, that's grand. That's probably about right as well. But I just kind of feel right now that the terrorists are actually winning.
What if you could talk to Tony Blair, would you tell him how to deal with this situation?
I think that he has a very difficult job to do. I think that the government, the Home Office, they have a very, very difficult job to do in this time. To be honest, I mean, it's very difficult to know what is the best advice to offer. But I just think that we don't want to head down the slippery slope of, you know, shooting each other when we think that there is something not quite right. But it is the job of the people in government to govern, because they are have a better knowledge of the facts, and if they feel that that is the appropriate way for us to go, then maybe in time that is a policy that we would warm up to. But right now I just feel that that is wrong.
What do you think is the root causes for the bombings or the terrorist attacks in London?
I think that there are people who have a disposition against our way of life, and I think that they will, you know, try everything that they can to register that fact and to gain some kind of, you know, recognition for their cause. I mean, some people talk about the Iraq war. I think you could make a whole lot of excuses, but there is a fundamental disconnect in the minds of these people about the way that we live and about the way that we go about our daily business, which... And I think it's just unfortunate, the only way that they feel they have to address that is by killing and maiming innocent people. I don't think that's right either.